Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 247-7282.
And we're with Andrew Foster from Harvell and Collins. And the thought just dawned on me, Andrew. I wonder, as you go out and about Morehead City, do people see you and say, hey, that's the tax man?
You know, Mike, it's interesting you mentioned stuff like that. Because the thing about radio is they don't necessarily know your face.
That's a good thing for my sake. Look at me. Look at me. That's why I'm sitting in the chair here.
So one of the interesting things is when you have clients come in the office and they go, I don't know your face, but I recognize your voice.
Yeah, because they hear your voice for years, right. And then they finally make the appointment at Harvell and Collins, and then when they enter the foyer and you go out to greet them, oh, that's the voice. You're the tax man.
That's right.
You're not the walrus. You're the tax man.
But we digress.
So what nuggets have you brought to our dais today?
Well, Mike, it's interesting when you're riding over here and you pull your phone out and you see more guidance issued by the SBA.
How much more do we need? Yeah,
that's right. So we do get these. One of the big things that was hitting today was the deadline to return your paycheck protection money.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in the event that you took paycheck protection money and you had any inkling that you didn't, you weren't quite sure whether you should have taken it.
Mm-hmm.
Today was your deadline to return those funds, and it was one of those no harm, no foul situations.
Right, right. So if you're fortunate enough to get it in the first place, and then you say, this doesn't apply to us.
Yeah, it just really doesn't fit. It doesn't work. I'm concerned about, our certification that said that we have economic uncertainty to keep our ongoing operations. We're concerned about that statement that we made. Any of that. Today was the deadline. Well, guess what?
They extended it.
They extended it. There you go. You open up your phone and you find out May 18th is now going to be the deadline for returning those payments to the SBA or to the lender, actually.
Is that a pretty easy return policy?
Just basically turn the money back.
Fire it back to them. So that's Monday, so you really don't have much time. We were talking Thursday, so.
Correct. Yeah. And the one I'll say here for our listeners who have taken these paycheck protection loans at this point in time is we did get good guidance yesterday from the SBA. They updated their FAQs relative to the certification that was made by each borrower, and the one that I mentioned was one I alluded to earlier, which is that the current economic uncertainty makes this loan request necessary to support ongoing operations. And so one of the big things, Mike, between individuals that took the loan and then CPAs and practitioners was what did it mean by you making that certification? You had various senators who were out there who were talking about, oh, if you make that certification, there's going to be enforcement relative to that. Are there criminal penalties? Are there civil penalties? How are they going to enforce this mm-hmm. various provision? Well, what they've come up with is that if your loan totals less than $2 million, so if you took less than $2 million, you're going to be put into what's called a safe harbor, which basically just means you're okay. If you made this certification, there's not going to be this, okay, let's look at your revenue from last year and look at your revenue from this year and prove that you had a decrease of a certain percentage or anything like that.
Yeah.
That was my main concern when we first, heard about this certification and we, had to make it on the loan application mm-hmm. is what is the enforcement procedure going to be? How is this going to work? What are the penalties going to be? Especially relative to the forgiveness aspect of the loan. And it turns out that if you're under $2 million, you're just going to be deemed to have economic conditions. And their rationale behind this, Mike, just so you know, is that they just say if you took a loan less than $2 million, you probably couldn't access capital that you would need in a short period of time, but for the Paycheck Protection Program. That's the way that they wrote this FAQ. And I don't know why they picked the $2 million number. So what I would tell our listeners out there is if you're under the $2 million number, you're in good shape.
You're in good shape. Just abide by the criteria so
correct.
That it is a true and forgiven loan.
Correct. Yeah. So you're probably in good shape. You got to make sure you spend the money appropriately.
Exactly.
But as far as them coming back and looking at your books to see about whether or not you meet this, current economic uncertainty to support ongoing operations, that's just simply not going to be, there's not going to be a test associated with that. If you're over 2 million, be prepared.
Yeah. And there were some that were, above that,
exactly.
Eight figures.
So that's where I think that the extension deadline really for individuals who got over 2 million is going to play big because, now you got a little bit more time to think about, maybe I should put that money back. But for people under 2 million, I would tell you, proceed.
Yeah. And that should be most truly small
correct.
Businesses, not by definition of SBA, 500 employees or less, but to true small mom and pops.
That's correct. Yeah. I'd say anyone in our local area,
it's pretty much
going to be sitting there going, okay, I was a little bit worried about the certification. I didn't know what it meant, didn't know what the penalties were going to be, didn't know what it meant relative to my forgiveness aspect of the Paycheck Protection Loan at the end of the day. Well, good guidance yesterday and you're looking pretty good because that's one thing. There's many questions that we still have, but that's one question that now we've got an answer to.
Here's why we have you in here each Thursday, Andrew, is because next week you could bring in some new guidance on this. So, but for now, right now, this is how it is. It's lightly etched in stone.
That's right.
Lightly etched in stone.
So that's right.
What else do you have for us?
Last week we had the governor sign into law directing the spending of approximately $1.6 billion with a B. Federal dollars that were appropriated to the state of North Carolina. And, some of the things I wanted to mention were included in this particular bill. One of the big ones that we've talked about here recently is the fact that the one missing link behind the tax extension deadline, so everyone knows our filing deadline, our payment deadline has been extended to July 15th, 2020 for your 2019 taxes. The big missing link in all of this was always the interest component for your state payment. Mm-hmm. So the hypothetical here is that you owed money to the state of North Carolina but did not pay it prior to April 15th. There was previous guidance that said, we'll waive your penalties. But the NCDOR said, we do not have the power to waive interest because that's by statute. The General Assembly has to step up and waive the interest. Well, guess what they did?
They
included it in the bill. Yeah, they waived it.
And you called that. You said that they would probably do that, but it needed statute. And
that's
correct. They had to assemble and make a bill and pass
it. I've heard several state senators in various, articles say that that's what they wanted to do. Keep it consistent. And as I said, Mike, the whole time we were moving along on the state level, we were mirroring what the federal government was doing.
And for good reason.
Yeah. So we wanted to be consistent. And less confusing. That's exactly right. And so what they've decided is there will be no interest, corporate income and individual income tax payments that were due and estimated tax payments, by the way, that were due prior to July 15th, 2020, or there will be no interest that will accrue. They've already, like I said previously, waived the penalties just by an edict. And so, therefore, we are July 15th is your drop dead
date. That's the date,
And just remember, quarter one and quarter two estimated tax payments are both due on July 15th as well. So July 15th is the big day.
That's the big day.
Yeah, it's the
right
big
now.
Day. Right now.
Right now.
Yeah, and again, subject to
continued
delay possibly. I think that more than likely that might be what they stick with. Who knows?
There's too many moving parts in this whole pandemic, and that was an easy call for the legislature, not to mention that it's election year. But I think even though election year, they probably would have come to that same conclusion. And Andrew Foster called that weeks before they actually did that. So hats off to you, Andrew.
One of the other things that's in there just for our small businesses, we mentioned the Paycheck Protection Program that's out there that was able to give relief to our small businesses here in Eastern North Carolina. You applied for that. That loan was, again, forgivable as long as you spend the money allowable. We also have a true loan that's in this North Carolina bill. They've allocated $125 million with an M to fund small business loans administered by the Golden Leaf Foundation and its lending partners. So what this is, Mike, is this is a true loan. This is not a forgivable loan. This is not something that will turn into a grant. But you can receive a loan of up to $50,000 for your business that can show, and again, this can show economic loss as a result of COVID-19. And the legislature is going to give priority to businesses that have 100 or fewer employees.
Smaller.
And the terms of the loan are basically that for a period of at least 6 months, it's going to have an interest rate of less than 4%. And then there's a triggering event that causes the interest rate to increase to no less than 5.5%. So for a short period of time, it's going to be a lower interest loan that will increase in interest as time goes on. You know, what I would say is this is for those businesses who maybe are coming to the end of their paycheck protection money.
Yep.
You know, right now, if you got the loan, you were in the first wave, you know, you're hitting in the next month, 6 weeks, your paycheck protection money is going to be exhausted because you had to spend it within an eight-week period from when the loan was ultimately funded. So if you find yourself out there and you're a business who says, well, look, I was so grateful to get the paycheck protection money, and I'm doing everything I need to do in order to get this loan forgiven at the end of the day, but it's about to be gone. That money's about to be gone, and I still need some assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it's time to look to the state in that regard and maybe look into applying for one of these loans that'll be administered through the Golden Leaf Foundation or its lending partner.
50,000K max.
Exactly. Yeah. And maybe that's something that, you know, right now we hope the state's starting to open up slowly.
Yeah, and they get
phase one.
True organic revenue coming in versus,
correct.
you know,
get
loan
money back
debt.
In, you get the loan, you've got some capital to float you for a little bit of time period as we transition back up to full reopening.
Yeah.
You know, it might not be a bad little deal for some small businesses to be able to continue to keep their doors open in this tough, difficult time.
Yeah, good point. So the opportunities are out there. That's going to wrap it up for our Thursday segment of Life and Taxes with Andrew Foster. You can always catch Andrew, the tax man, at 252-726-9050. Or stop into Harvell and Collins, or check them out online first, harvellandcollins.com, here in Morehead City. We'll have another segment next Thursday with Andrew Foster, the tax man.